I blame the media. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It hurts to have to say this because I've been a part of it for more than 40 years now, but it's clear that the media is to blame for some of President Trump's credibility problems, though not quite in the way he would have you believe. It's not because we're lying about him. In fact, when somebody sends me a note saying, "Stop lying about President Trump," it usually turns out I was just quoting him. So I don't think the problem is that reporters are genetically dishonest, but I do think that certain media people need to wake up and accept that the free ride is over. Once upon a time, you could publish a wild headline or push some fringe conspiracy theory, and your audience would take it for what it was, a little light entertainment. But now, especially if you're working for the National Enquirer, Breitbart, and of course Fox, you guys can't do that anymore, because we now have a president who's using you as his intel briefing.
That was a statement made by a very talented lawyer on Fox.
They said it. I didn't say it.
I don't know. I was given that information.
If you report something he agrees with, he'll just run with it. And you conservative talk hosts especially, you have to consider, as you're keeping it real with your latest rant about illegal wiretapping, that it could alter the course of American history. And I know you're having way too much fun to stop now. But all I ask is that if you decide to report something like, that North Korea is about to fire off a working ICBM, please double check, because you might as well have the launch codes. And for God's sake, nobody play War of the Worlds on Halloween. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.